good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the ninth day of October, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the leaves, I mean, they over the weekend, they all fell. It's fall. Well, I would say it's going to be a cold winter, but hell, who knows? It could be 90 in November. It's just whatever they decide, I believe, at this point in the ballgame. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk a little bit more about what we were talking about yesterday, about, you know, this whole false divide bullshit. Like Trump and Hillary aren't both international communists, and that the whole idea here is to get us to kill each other for international communism, to get us under the control of the international communism. We're going to do that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, when we were talking about, you know, this Kavanaugh thing, this Kavanaugh appointment to the Supreme Court, you know, there's a lot of this ways and that's about the whole situation. You know, when Trumpy was talking about taking our guns away from us, he said that he'd take our guns and then we'll do the due process. But when they wanted to get rid of his nominee and then do the due process, or, you know, there's rights to due process in this country, and it's all designed, it's all targeted to that Bill of Rights to remove the idea that people have the right to due process under the Bill of Rights, which is the only legitimate document left in this country that is operative, and that it belongs to we the people, and it is on to us to fucking enforce it, people. Now, Obama, I was going to, you know, I watched his campaign speeches when he was going through, and there's several that was where he said it right out loud. If I'm elected president, just like old William Jefferson Clinton, if I'm elected president, I will not sign NAFTA. He's, and old Obama, one of his part of his campaign platform was, if I'm elected president, I will end that Patriot Act. I found this little piece from 2013 New York Times. Throughout his Senate career, Barack Obama was a fierce critic of surveillance efforts in the Patriot Act. And he vowed during the 28th presidential campaign to end illegal wiretapping, casting the question of liberty versus security as a false choice. But over his years in the White House, Mr. Obama has increasingly spoken of needing to, quote, make some choices as a society, as he did on Friday when he addressed revelations about data collection on phone and internet records by the National Security Agency. Now, he campaigned on ending the Patriot Act, people. And then you come up with this Kavanaugh thing. And if those Democrats, you know, because them Democrats, they hate the Republicans. It's these two things that are going to each other. And God damn it, it's come about to the point to, God, this 75% of us who know what these sons of bitches are, we've got to join one side of there. We just got to join one side there and just kill the hell out of each other for them. Kill our numbers down until we're manageable. But we haven't done that, have we? Obama on surveillance. If they truly wanted Kavanaugh to not be nominated, they had all the Democrats that said we don't want him. We don't want him. He's a women hater and he wallowed a woman or, you know, that's the game they play. Just like tied the cigar with Bill Clinton instead of selling, our guidance systems to the, Chinese. It's all a production. It's all a production because all they needed to do, all they had to do was put, this is the architect of the Patriot Act. People do know this, Mr. Kavanaugh. He is the architect of the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act was so hated by the people that Obama, that was one of his, a part of his platform, was ending that illegal surveillance, remember? And that was the Democrats. So how about an endless series of commercials of outrages that have been committed against people. You know, people coming up, I lost this and I was, you know, wrongfully done this way. I was wrong. They spied on me. They did this. Endless commercials. And all the states were, where all the conservatives were. You know, that conservative Rand Paul who did that goddamn filibuster against that Patriot Act. He voted for that son of a bitch, didn't he? There's your libertarians for you. This is your phony ass fucking party shit that they're trying to sell you when they're all a pack of fucking communists. Looking to see who's going to get what's yours before they kill you. I was thinking about it earlier today. You know, this thing with, this lie of this conflict. You know, you got to get that sick fucking creature, Hillary Clinton. You know, sitting on stage and she's weighing it and just folds her hands together. I think we should have FBI investigate. What the fuck are you goddamn criminal. Now, Trump has stood up on stage and he says that socialists are trying to take over this country. Now, sections 1021 and 1022 of the Patriot Act talk about military arrests and indefinite detention and even assassination of enemies of the government of the United States. So, I mean, couldn't he have had the military come in? I mean, it's blatant to everybody. I mean, there's nobody who doesn't understand that she committed international espionage, international treason, sedition. Fuck, make the list. And her old man sold the guidance systems to to China. I mean, so if that sections 1021 and 1022 of that Patriot Act wasn't meant for a socialist invasion into your country, who in the hell you think that's for, guys? Because I'm thinking me and you. Which brings us to our first story. Trump calls on Chicago to embrace stop and frisk policing from Yahoo News. Now, when Trump's standing up there, they laugh. They laugh at you. They just do. They said they're... They laugh. They take a sip of their goddamn brandy and they laugh at you. Stands up there and says, we're going to run things by the Constitution. Well, sure as hell. That Constitution for the Capital United Big Capital States Incorporated, which makes the people property of the corporation. By God, we're going to do things that way. And I told you people, when he was running, they're slipping him in there to do what Obama couldn't accomplish because he was a blatant fucking communist. That's right, to build up this police state. Now, I'm going to tell you guys that, I'm just an average caveman lawyer here. Then I'm going to tell you what it would take to solve Chicago. You go in and you reinstate the Bill of Rights. Reinstate everybody's right to have a firearm to protect themselves, like it is down in Arizona. And all hell would break loose for about 2 weeks and the problem would fucking be over. People would be treating people politely. This is done on fucking purpose. And you know it is. I mean, you have to have terrible, something terrible. I mean, it's action, reaction, solution. You have to have a terrible problem, and then you have to have the people reacting, people in fear, you know. Man, just before I came up here, I was a little fired, I got to admit it. I watched those, a couple of videos that came out of Portland last weekend. And somebody said something about a gun-free zone. I mean, these are the streets of Portland. I never, has Portland been declared a gun-free zone, the whole fucking city? I'm missing something here. In the state of Oregon, I can openly carry my goddamn pistol anywhere. Fuck the state of Oregon. Under the second article to my people's Bill of Rights, which is absolutely the superior law of this land, I can carry my fucking pistol anywhere I want to. All these, when they say gun-free zone, that is an infringement zone. And that is infringement. So what I'm looking at down here in Portland is there's certain areas of the cities, the city's been taken over, admittedly. They're coming out, yes, we're communist and we've taken over this city. And, if you go down in this part, like down in the middle of town here, we've got cops down here to make sure you're completely disarmed so that when you get down there, the armed Antifa communists can fucking beat on you and shit and terrorize you and abuse you. While two cops sit down the street and guard them to make sure nobody does anything to stop it. I watched those goddamn videos. I watched that man with his phone in there, that cowardly son of a bitch in there with his phone. People, I'm going to read something to you, and I want you to listen real fucking close, okay? A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. Now, what does that mean? You're going to have to sit down and you're going to have to reckon this out for yourself. What does that fucking mean? That means that gun is yours wherever you go, inside your britches. It's like down in Arizona, everyone's got one in their pocket. Where do you think they got the authority for that? It is the second article. That is a guaranteed right. When them Antifa little pricks were coming up and attacking them people in their cars, that one had a baton in his hand. That cop can't see that fucking baton. It's all right coming and hitting at a woman in a car and shit. Boom! I have the right to have that son of a bitch and firearm on me, and I have the right to defend myself against street thugs that come at me with weapons. And if you want to come down there, you son of a bitch on the motorcycle, you communist in the funny fucking clown outfit, because you're one of them too, to come and get me because I shot one of these motherfuckers coming at me to turp me with the thing, boom! Now, Trump, see, they're trying to play this thing. They're trying to play both ends against the middle here, people. They're trying to convince you that you need this goddamn, how can they convince the people? What in the hell use would an armed population have with a fucking police state? Would you tell me that? I don't need you. I don't need you none at all. That cop sitting down the street, don't need him, nothing like that. Some fucking assholes come out into the goddamn intersection with goddamn batons and shit, come at me and hit him. Boom, 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 boom. Grab a quick load, throw it in there. Boom, boom, boom. Go ahead.
Hey, you're 100% right about that, you know, and this right here, what I'm about to tell you, it's a tad bit off the subject, but it's not. At the end, you know, I'm working with this guy. You know, I'm a trash man, so I'm working with this guy who's been here since he was 17, man, and he's from Grand Turk. And I just ask him questions, you know, about, you know, how it is on that island, you know. And, you know, what he told me, man, and I was blown, because all the freedom that they have there, we are supposed to have. And I asked him, like, questions like, you know, he was telling me how his mom owns like a little bakery. I said, did she have to get a permit or something? He said, no, she just built a building right beside her house and started selling her breads out of it. He said, they don't have to get a license on their cars. He said, they're not forced to buy insurance. He said, when something costs $5, and you pay $5 for it, there's no sales tax. He said, we don't have no property tax. He said, man, if you have a yard and you want to put 8 cars in the front of your yard that don't work, he said, you can do that. And I was like, wow, man, you know, why in the hell that, you know, would you even come back here? I mean, he had kids and stuff here because he'd been here since he was 17. But, you know, he was just, you know, when I asked him that, he'd tell me how it is back home. All the freedoms that they have, he said, when he first got here, man, he said he was going out, like, to go fishing to a lake. And he said the police rolled up on him and said, hey, man, you got a license? He's like, a license? Like, I didn't know you were supposed to have a license to fish. You know, he said every time, you know, he's back home, he never had to have a license to go fishing. So it's like, man, they have all, I mean, they just usurped everything that we had, man. You know, we actually think we're free, but we're not. But it's exactly like, you know, what you said. You said, we don't know what freedom is because we never even had it. And you're 100% right.
Exactly correct. The thing is, we don't need a fishing license here, brother, either. And we can carry our goddamn guns anywhere we please. We have our Bill of Rights. In 1868, some criminals just wrote down on a piece of fucking paper this 14th Amendment with zero authority. They were acting like they were in a position of authority to make a law that was enforceable upon the people. And they were not, because the Ninth Article said that no such authority could ever exist. They were operating under the old Constitution when they did it. They sat down and wrote, they knew that what they were doing was blatant, in-your-face fucking treachery, treason. It was a paper coup. But they wrote it down nonetheless. And then they asserted it under military, in some states they had to take the goddamn states in the South, their legislatures, their governments over, and they put military dictators in there because they couldn't get it through the first time they tried to put the 14th Amendment through, it couldn't get ratified. So they went and they put military dictators in the states that wouldn't sign on to the son of a bitch. And that was the military. That is a military coup, people. And it removed the little united, biggest states of America constitution and replaced it with a corporation. And it did it as an act of treachery. It is a fraud. It was a fraud then. It's a fraud today. Now, I mean, we keep playing these goddamn games, but when we take this, there's the Bill of Rights, and it said, and when that second article says that, like I said, this is in your own, you need to think this through. Does that son of a bitch mean what it says? Because if it means what it says, I can take my guns anywhere I want to go on any inch of this sovereign United States, that's little U United, big S states of these Americas. No corporation ever had any kind of authority because a corporation could not be created because the Ninth Article forbade it. Even attached is the Ninth Amendment. That's why, like I was talking yesterday, there has been no, like, amendments to the amendments, the first 10 amendments. You look at an old encyclopedia, it'll say the first 10 amendments are the Bill of Rights for the people. They'll tell you that. And the reason, you know, they write this with asset forfeiture laws. We'll write an asset forfeiture law because we can't touch that fucking Fourth Amendment. Or like the Patriot Act. We'll write an act, a Patriot Act, because we cannot touch that Fourth Amendment. We have no authority. And everybody, it's written right there in the Ninth. That Ninth has been there all along. So they write this legislation, right? They've already formed an illegal government. And it's running in parallel like a shadow. But they've formed an illegal, and even got an illegal Supreme Court. Because the Supreme Court before that, as you remember, Lincoln had them boys arrested. Because they were going by what the Constitution and Bill of Rights said and said, well, you can't do that, President. You can only work within the goddamn government. You can't go outside the government and fuck with the people. Arrest that man. This is a fucking coup. And that's exactly what it was. But this second article, these Bill of Rights belongs to we the people. It never belonged to the government. It was administered to the government, from the people, by our authority. This is what it fucking is. This is the base law. You will not violate these rights. Now that second article tells me I can carry my goddamn gun any way I want, anywhere I want. Period. And my gun is for shooting tyrants. It ain't for shooting deer like Napolitano. I mean, we had the little clip on here. He was telling you about the, you know, the Patriot Act. That he put in place. Oh, just two agents get together and they write each other warrants. Boy, that's the common law we're guaranteed, right? This is a 110% goddamn takeover. It is an occupation. But it is an occupation by a handful of the largest goddamn armed population to ever exist on this planet. That's where the conundrum falls in for the New World Order. Now you've put all this Dragonian shit in place, but now you've got to enforce it. It's like when they wrote down there in Connecticut or wherever it was, oh, you got to turn in all your these guns here. We're going to name the guns and you just bring them in here like the communists did back in 19 and 18 and 20. You bring in all the guns. You're just going to bring them in because we say so. No, fuck you. Come and get them. Come and get the bullets because that's what you're going to get. That second article is absolute law. That is my goddamn born rights. I was born with those rights, and I'll die with those goddamn rights. So when they talk to me about a gun-free zone, no such animal can exist. And when they talk about this Trump as the goddamn savior, he's calling him communist now. The communist is going to get you. You need to join up with the Trump coalition. You know, the other communists, because they are communists. He is the communist that told you, we'll take your guns and then we'll talk about due process. Until it come around to, well, you know, the intergovernmental shit that has nothing to do with we the people. In fact, it has nothing to do with this at all anyway, because it is an illegal corporate government. In that illegal corporate government, this Bill of Rights does not exist to them, okay? We are considered property. In the 14th Amendment, they named us as subjects. Look up subject. A subject has no rights. But they couldn't get rid of it, man. If they took that son of a bitch down just like today. Even as stupid as people have been stupefied. But the thing is, we're still only talking about 25% and they know it. They fucking know it. They would just love to say, you know what, we're removing the Bill of Rights. We're going to run this as a corporation. Now we got a CEO. We're doing great. And that's good. We've decided we're going to, you know, we're just going to run it through we put the courts already in place over the last 30 years. And we're going to just go ahead and, or 40 years. And we're going to just go ahead and run this as a corporation. We've decided. We made an act. We just now signed an act that removes the Bill of Rights. Because they know what the fucking result would be. There would be no more, as long as they keep it up there, you know, pretending even though they have put injunction on it under the Patriot Act, under the National Defense Authorization Act, sections 1021 and 1020, it's still there. You want to look at there it is. There's your Bill of Rights. See, you guys, just calm down now. We have violated every fucking one of them. It's like I said, the seizure laws, goddamn, asset seizure laws. So they can't do that. They just can't say, well, we're going to go and amend the 4th, 5th, and 6th article because it can't be touched. They know it can't be touched. The 9th article says it can't. It's solid law. So they just say, well, we're going to write this legislation. We're going to write this on an act that says, oh, we can confiscate property as the corporate government as we see fit, as we need the money, and we're just going to do it. And I give permission, and it's just like writing out those fucking warrants. Asshole one fucking writes it out. Asshole two and asshole three sign it. Oh, that and then it goes into the Senate, and all the traitors in the Senate go, yeah, it's written out, and there's my signature, and there's the Senate signature, and there's the president's signature. That's law. No, that fucking ain't. That is not law. In fact, it is a violation of the Constitution, the true Constitution within itself. Because if you look at the true Constitution for the country, as it was written, there was only one way it could be amended. And it had to be by, you know, the states had to ratify the amendments. It had to go state to state to state. They just didn't write out these acts. This handful of fucking people down there in Washington, D.C. just didn't write out these acts and sign them, and the president signed them, and oh, that's it. But see, that's what they've, this is the result. What they're saying is we have amended this Bill of Rights of yours without ever touching it. We never went through the states. The states never ratified. The states couldn't anyway, because the 9th and 10th article says they couldn't. They know this. There was no way to amend it, to change it. So they write these unconstitutional, these laws that are direct, blatant, in your face violations of the Bill of Rights. And somebody steps up and goes, you can't fucking do that. You just violated my 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th article rights. You can't do it. Well, we'll gonna, and then they have the law firms come in because, you know, the lawyers, they'd already taken over. They'd already removed your common law courts where you go in and you just, instead of you going in and charging the son of a bitch that tried to inflict this asset forfeiture, just charge him straight up with goddamn armed robbery. I'm filing a charge of armed robbery against, it ain't Officer Jim Jones. It is Jim Jones in his private capacity. I'm charging you with armed robbery. And then Jim Jones, you know, you go and you fill out your affidavits of what happened. You sign your affidavits, get your warrant, and go arrest the son of a bitch. And then when he comes into the court, Jim Jones, and he set him up on the stand and said, Jim Jones, did you come over to my car armed? In the first place, are you an officer of a common law court? Well, no, I don't want to hear you. You're a what? Well, I'm a state police officer. I'm sergeant. Are you really? Are you the officer of a common law court? No. When you come up to my car, had there been any procedural due process followed in the Bill of Rights? Was there a warrant issued for my arrest? As a common law clerk of the common law court, as the sheriff or a sheriff's deputy, were you serving me papers? Were you enforcing an order that came out of that common law court? Because the Bill of Rights, it guarantees me the common law and nothing but. Because the reason it's nothing but is you can't do nothing but without violating it. Well, no, I didn't, but see, I've got this act here, see, and it was signed, as you can see it here, I'll show it. I'd like to offer this evidence. You'd like to offer what is evidence? Well, this is act, federal act, take your fucking shit, introduced into Congress this date and signed and all this shit. And I take it and read it, and I say, God damn, it says that Jim Jones is a member of a private union with a union badge. Just can pull me over on the side of the road. Of course, I got 12 jurors sitting there too. And he can rob me, take my shit, take my stuff away from me. No charge, no nothing. And then you read the Bill of Rights and say, you know, I guess I'm gonna have to add a criminal charge to this, because this right here is sedition. This is attempting to overthrow the Bill of Rights. The 9th article says that no such power could ever exist that could change these rights. Now, that's a fact. Jury, can we agree on that? Jury, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights that is authority shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Have they enumerated something here that ain't even in the fucking Constitution? It's in the Federal Registry. This wasn't an amendment to the Constitution that went around to the states. It's just something they wrote down, a law they made up. And between them said, yeah, this is the law. It didn't go through the constitutional process of going to the states, because you would be amending the 9th article. You would be amending the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, 7th article, wouldn't you? Does this act that they signed, would that amend those articles? And the jury would have to say yes. And you say, can those articles be amended? Is there any authority for it? 9th article says no. Well, Mr. Jim Jones, I'm suing you for, first I'd have went out and find out what you own. Every fucking thing you own. Every fucking thing you own. And then I'm going to charge you criminally for sedition against me personally. You committed sedition. You took inferior. And this is just no different than a group of gangsters sitting down and go, well, next Thursday, I see you, there's a car. We're going to pull cars over and we're going to fucking rob them by gunpoint. It's no different. There's no authority behind it. There can't be. In fact, it is a violation of the law. I'm charging you with that violation of the law. I'm charging you with sedition. I'm charging you because, goddamn, you can reads and writes. Yeah, I'm not defacting. You know what, son of a bitch? Read it. I want you to read the whole son of a bitch to me. And now you tell me, is your law legal or is it not? Well, it can't be now, can it? Can it, jury? Now, jury, what I want is I want everything this little prick owns. For even thinking he could do this to me. You know what he did to me, man? That's an equivalent with rape. I tape pulling somebody off the side of the road. I mean, they have stuck their hands in women. And you know what they've done. That is akin to rape. I want this son of a bitch. I want him busting rocks for 20 fucking years. And I want everything he owns. Now, if the law was in fucking place, do you think they'd be doing this shit to us? Now, you cannot have these acts that they wrote. And like I said, this was not even an amendment of their federal charter, is what it is, for their federal corporation. But see, in their federal charter, they can write these things down, and it's just the board votes on it. You see what I'm saying? The board votes on it, and it becomes the policy of the business. This ain't a fucking business. This is a country. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. But they're running it like I said, after the paper coup. The point here is, if it was under the old constitution, before they could, I mean, in the first place, they can't touch it. They knew they couldn't touch it then. They know they can't touch it now. So this would have not even been an issue. Because no one would have dared to write something like that down with the common law courts in place. Because somebody would have dragged their ass in there and go, you just violated my 4th, 5th, and 6th, and 7th, and 8th article rights, didn't you? Let's look at the facts. We have witnesses. Did you see this son of a bitch pulling me over the side? I saw him. Pulled you over the side road, had a gun on. Did he identify himself as an officer of any common law court? Well, no, he's state police, ain't he? State police is an officer of a common law court, and the only jurisdiction there can be over an American national, says right there in the Bill of Rights, has to be the common law. And those procedures have to be followed to bring you into that jurisdiction. Exactly. And they have to be followed to the letter. You can't skip one. You can't skip a part of it. Every bit of it has to be satisfied, every inch of the way, to get you to the point of where you could actually talk about my property becoming your fucking property. They know this. Like I said, Napolitano, who came up there, you know, and tried all the bullshit he blew. Now, you ain't seen him on Fox since that piece was put up with him talking about him writing their own warrants. Now, what? I mean, did you think about that one, bringing that in front of a common law jury? Let's see now. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Shall not be violated. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons to or things to be seized. And where do you go to get that warrant? Well, you got to go to that common law judge, because you're talking about a person in their private capacity. It sure as hell, there's only two jurisdictions mentioned in the Constitution, or in the Bill of Rights, to be more correct. And that is admiralty. The only way that these procedures could not apply to an American national is as a member of the militia during wartime. It ain't during wartime, and I ain't a member of your militia, and I ain't a member of your fucking government. So you just violated the whole fucking book. And you did it with a corporate dictate, corporate policy, Roman civil law. We've talked about it. It was just entered in the registry. We all signed it in the registry. Now we can come and take your shit. There's no either ors. Either that Bill of Rights is the law of this land, or whatever they fucking say is. Whatever the board says, with Trump being the head CEO. You know, Mr. We'll take your guns and talk about due process later. You know, Mr. I hold 5 trademarks in China, where you can't hold a trademark in China unless you're a registered communist. Now, can you? But still, they're playing the game with us to try to divide us, just like this shit up in Portland. I'm watching this thing, not even a block down. Here's 2 motorcycle police sitting on a fucking motorcycle. The illegal police, admittedly, because they weren't sheriff's deputies. And I mean, illegally created corporate goddamn union members with union badges on and guns. And then they were watching these people evidently you weren't allowed to bring so much as a goddamn a pop bottle in there if you went into this area, because that might be considered a weapon. But here's this motherfucker standing out in the middle of the goddamn intersection with a fucking baton. They're fucking harassed, beating on people's cars, hitting people, pushing people. They're watching it because they're communists too. Now, either you're going to accept that shit or you're going to put a fucking end to it. Either this Bill of Rights, you're going to live under this Bill of Rights as free people, or you're going to get ready to go over that ditch and kneel down. I watched that one son of a bitch. He, you know, with the, like I said, he had the telephone trying to talk hell, and I'm at the intersection, and fuck, you see the two cops right down there? They're just at the end of the street, and they're after me, and I'm just, fuck that shit. My gun goes with me everywhere I go because it is my second article right, and I will fucking die for it on the spot. Those motherfuckers would have come up to my van. It would have been no question about it. You come up with the fucking baton. You hit my fucking window. I come out. Boom. You're dead. The rest of you better be fucking moving. You better be getting the fuck out of my way. You better be getting out of fucking through where I can't hit you. And I guarantee you that's how that would have went down. Then here would have come. Boom. Oh, my God. Woo, 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 woo. Oh, we got a shooter on my man. And boom, boom. Two more fucking communists just didn't violate the Bill of Rights. Huh? Mark talks about, we're way past bomb there. We're going to take our bomb there break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight glare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, for us all swing. Shining armors piercing a ring. Our horses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they heal.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shive. It's 1246 Pacific Time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith. But back to this thing with Chicago. Now, to embrace police, you know, let's just read a little bit. President Donald Trump drew an enthusiastic response. Yeah, and the red hats and the red shirts. Yeah, communism. Yeah. From a law and order crowd Monday advocating the use of stop and frisk. Can you stop and frisk? Well, stop and frisk policing and saying he has directed the Justice Department to work with local officials in Chicago to stem violence in the nation's third largest city. The crime spree is a terrible blight on that city, he said at a convention of the International Association of Chiefs of Police. These aren't sheriffs, sheriffs and constables. That's all there was. This is all corporate police, union police that operate under their own union corporate rules. And if they kill somebody, that's what they're judged under, their own union corporate rules. There is no law. Trump said he had ordered Attorney General Jeff Sessions immediately to go to Chicago to help straighten out the terrible shooting wave. He also encouraged the city to embrace stop and frisk policing method, in which large numbers of people are temporarily detained, questioned, and sometimes searched for drugs and weapons. It was used extensively in New York City until it was deemed unconstitutional because it was overwhelming of its overwhelming impact on minority residents. You see where I talk about these phony false arguments they come in with? Why is stop and frisk illegal? Why is it unconstitutional under the true Bill of Rights of our people? Because you don't have no warrant, and you don't have no authority, because you're not from a common law court. That person walking down the street is not a member of the militia in time of war, or even your fucking phony fucking military, your corporate military, anything else. It's just a private person walking down the street. You cannot, only one that can approach him is an officer of the common law court. That would be a sheriff or a constable. And he could only approach them to serve a warrant where there has been, what's the requirement here? Shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath and affirmation. He doesn't have no warrant in his hand. That's why. Not because it was overwhelmingly getting the black people. See how they like to play these games with us? So it's a black problem. No. You cannot fucking do it because it is a violation of the second, or the, Fourth article of the People's Bill of Rights. That's why you can't do it. But it's corporate policy, you see. This is what I'm talking about here. We're being run as a corporation. It was a paper coup without authority. They have no authority. This is a corporation running the United States as it sees fit under the Uniform Commercial Code. Now, you could say, well, I could come back on you, but you can't. See, that's why the limited liability corporation, boy, everyone grasp onto those as soon as they came available. Why? Because you can't do nothing to the son. It's like the son of a bitches that stole all the money in 2008. Why didn't all of them go to jail? We know who they are. One of them sitting in the White House, Steve Mnuchin, head CEO of Goldman Sachs, sitting in your White House. He's your treasurer. Why couldn't they go to jail? Because in the Uniform Commercial Code, you can only sue the corporation. You can't serve the people that you can't sue the board. You can't sue nobody privately that operates. The corporation did it to you. So what you have to do now, this is what you do. You go over and you got to file a lawsuit in the administrative admiralty under the Uniform Commercial Code for violation of a contract. That's the only thing you can file for, is where they violated the terms of some contract. But wait a minute. What is your standing? Are you a stakeholder in this contract? Well, no. What are you in this contract? Well, let's see here. Let's go through the whole contract. I'm property. Property can't sue. Property can't even sue a corporation. Corporation owns the property, don't you see? So you got two choices here, people. You can get that Bill of Rights, and hey, that's freedom. That's liberty. That is the authority to prosecute your own life within the common law. That is your right to own property. That is your right to be left alone in peace. Or you can have this corporate takeover, this Capital States Incorporated. And you can be a piece of corporate property. All of this was done through fraud. They know it. They know the fraud has to be discovered because, you know, they've painted themselves into a corner and they're at the last brush strokes right up next to their fucking feet. Because at some point, it's just like what Napolitano had to do. I mean, he had to come out. They don't want to say Bill of Rights. They don't want to say Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights is a ratified law. It is absolute fucking law. What's the Bill of Rights? It was sent to all the states. It was ratified. It was made a part of the original Constitution. But even when they hijacked the Constitution, you see, you know, somebody was talking, I mean, last night, I think Mark asked me, you know, were the original guys in on this? Well, actually, yeah, they were. Because of the way they set the whole son of a bitch up. How many people does it take to form a corporation? Three. Takes three people to form a corporation. And they had it planned that way all the fucking way down the line. Your executive branch, that's whoever's the CEO of the executive branch, which would be Donald Trump. And then your chief justice, and there's the second person in your corporation. And then the Speaker of the House and the Senate. You know, they're all one body. In practicality, it's like an advisory body, but it was just so the elite had their own power structure in there in place in the beginning so they could start fucking you right out the gate. But it's a corporation. It's like Walmart taking over the government, and you're going to live by Walmart policy, and it will be enforced as public law. You can be shot. This thing here in Chicago, embrace stop and frisk. No, the problem with Chicago is that it's a gun-free zone. It's kind of like what they're trying to do down here in Portland, where, you know, you have all of these disarmed people, the decent folk who work and try to live, you know, they're trying to keep a roof over their head and actually not get killed at this point in the ballgame. There's 2,065, some crazy number like that, been killed in Chicago already this year. But they can't have a gun. But the second article to the People's Bill of Rights, like I said, ratified law, never removed. They couldn't remove it even with their corporate coup. They could not remove the Bill of Rights because it was ratified around the states. Each state signed on to it and okayed it. It became the law of the land. Plus, that's why they said in it, it is the articles as amendments to the Constitution. It is a separate body of law, and they fucking know it. But now we're at the point we're at the point to where people are, I mean, your average person, I mean, you're seeing it everywhere. Your average person, how can they do this? Well, they can't. They're doing it as a corporation, organized crime syndicate is what it is. An organized crime syndicate. Because it was fathered and mothered by a crime, which was the paper / military coup. You could call it a military coup because the states had said, oh, no fucking way are you going to do this. Well, the military came down and they arrested the whole goddamn government of that state and put a military governor in there, and then he signed it. That's the military signing it. That is a coup. That's a military coup. But they couldn't remove the bill. That Bill of Rights has been the son of a bitch in the middle. This is it. This is what we have left. Hold it in your hands and look at it. That's what you have left. But it is the absolutely most powerful document in this country, because everything that they've created, no matter how big and monstrous it looks, it's all a lie. It's a mountain of lies is all it is. It's a mountain of fraud. They have eaten out your substance, man. Compared to what King George did, these are choir boys. And you don't think that every one of them knows it, just like Napolitano. At some point in the ball game, you have to have somebody, because like I said, people are asking, wait a minute now. Are you telling me that one agent can write out a warrant for another agent? I mean, we just push buttons on we see a cop push buttons on a computer and a warrant kind of slide. We got a warrant. Yeah, shoot him, shoot the dog. Yeah, rape the daughter. Yeah, go ahead. Right here. See, he came out of the machine. Nobody went and no American national side. It's like we talked about our right to prosecute. We're the only ones that have the people could prosecute. The goddamn government couldn't. That's why they had to have your name on that complaint this was put into place back in goddamn 1871. But this is, you know, incrementally they brought it in until, like I said, from 76 to 1980 is when I saw the last of the common law courts just waved right into that goddamn admiralty administrative jurisdiction. And then you went down, the guy who'd lived 20 years before, he hadn't been paying attention. He went down, I got a complaint. I want to sign a complaint against this fellow here for, he tore down my fence. I want to sign a complaint against, well, you have to go talk to the DA. What the fuck do you mean I don't have to talk to the DA? I got a piece of paper here for the judge. And we need the judge to sign it. So I got a warrant. Then I want the sheriff to go serve the warrant. Well, the sheriffs don't swear into no common law court no more. The sheriffs swear, when the sheriffs hold up their hand, they hold up that corporate right fucking hand. They swear to uphold the policies of the corporation for the county, the corporation for the state, and the federal corporation, all of which we are not a part of. Our Bill of Rights still stands. This is what has got them. If we refuse to accept it, we stand on our Bill of Rights, they can't touch us. We have the right to, just like I said, boom. I don't give a fuck what kind of clothes you got on. Boom. You are a goddamn usurper. Boom. You can't. You are not. There are no common law courts left, so there can be no authority to approach me with a gun. You are a fucking thug coming at me with a gun, going to enact force upon me against my will. Outside of the procedural due process, I am guaranteed in my Bill of Rights under the... Boom. This is where we are at, people. There is no middle ground. There ain't no going to get, like I said, Rand Paul. He jumped in there. The man who did the filibuster against son of a bitch's name, the nominee for the Supreme Court there. Kavanaugh. Filibustered again. Ron Paul. I went back and looked. I just put all that stuff up yesterday. Oh, what a violation of the Bill of Rights, that Patriot Act. Complete violation of the fourth article of the Bill of Rights. Absolute violation of the Bill of Rights. But in our corporate policy, we're just going to go ahead and write it down, put it in our corporate registry, and we all signed it, and it ain't actually us or any of us. It's the corporation that's doing it. It's called Roman civil law. Private policy being enforced as public law instead of what we're supposed to have, common law, which is public law for private purposes. And it's come down to this simple, people. Get that Bill of Rights, hold it in your fucking hand, say, is it going to be this? Or is it going to, or am I the property of a corporation? Because that is your choice. You either shut these son of a bitches down and you do it in a hard way. Because there's no good guy out there. I mean, I listened to this shit come up behind Mark on the intel this morning on the micro effect. Oh, Kavanaugh, that honest, decent man. I wanted to call in and say, so you guys support the Patriot Act, huh? The removal of the fourth article of the People's Bill of Rights. Oh, man, they do. And this is who, like Joe McNeil, this is his significant people that are going to do something about all this shit. It's you. It's you as an individual. I mean, you might have people around you. I mean, you might have militias. I don't know what's out there. You might have militias of thousands, but it still comes down to you. Hold that fucker up in your hand. And are you going to allow it to be removed? Because the corporation has declared it removed. I mean, that this whole thing of bringing up that procedural due process during this Kavanaugh hearing, I mean, this whole show, to throw you off with the question should have been being asked there, should have been, I mean, like I said, that if the Demorats were true, I mean, if this whole false left-right paradigm that Alex Jones preached about for 15 years existed, it was real simple for them to shut Kavanaugh down. Go to all of the good old boy conservative states and run this man, this is the conservative that took away your fourth article right and showed the bruises that have been committed on it. People on there talking, yeah, they spied on me and they did, you know, all this terrible shit and it was no warrant, no nothing. And boy, when it happened to Trump, oh, what a terrible fucking thing. And the FISA warrants, these secret courts. What fucking secret courts? A common law court is a people's court open to anybody, and that's the only thing we're subject to under our Bill of Rights. The only thing they got left to do, people, is instate a police state and just declare, fuck that Bill of Rights, straight up, to your face. Because that's where we're at. Anyways, we've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hold that son of a bitch up. It's this. Either you're going to fight for this, and like those guys in 1775, you're going to step up and you're going to fight for them goddamn rights, or you're going to better get ready to get down on your goddamn knees. You better get ready to talk to corporate massa, who answers to no one. That's why they can't get Hillary. See what Hillary did? She did all under the corporation. Under the corporation, all that can be sued is the legal corporation that she, you know, you can sue her corporation, but you can't touch Hillary. She can commit any fucking crime she wants, including murder, because they're a part of the corporation. They're the stakeholders. You're just fucking property. She dispensed of some piece of property over there. What's it to you? I guess you could sue her for a few thousand or a few million or whatever. That's far as it's going. And that National Defense Authorization Act, Sections 1021 and 1022, for the indefinite detention and the military arrest of American nationals without due process of law, and even the murder there, or the assassination thereof. It ain't for them socialists and them communists that are invading. The old Trumpies up there calling them communists too. That Antifa, it ain't for them. It ain't for them. It ain't for the corporation. Wonder who it's for. And that is The Word from the Trenches.